We're for Brisbane and Queensland. These are today's headlines from the Courier-Mail. Extraordinary prices have been achieved for typically ordinary suburban homes across Brisbane, with records smashed across the city over the past 2 years, with homes in some suburbs fetching prices unimaginable before the pandemic property boom. New data from Public Property Records reveals the top home sale of all time in every greater Brisbane suburb. Some of the most surprising top sales have been in Brisbane's traditionally affordable, unassuming suburbs. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Courier Mail at couriermail.com.au or download the app from the App Store. One of Queensland's most senior police officers has sensationally resigned after a lewd and inappropriate comment he'd made at a leadership conference, which was made public. The now former Deputy Commissioner Paul Taylor announced his immediate resignation yesterday, 4 months after referring to a gynecologist friend as a vagina whisperer during a formal speech at a large-scale conference. Mr. Taylor resigned after 45 years with the force after the comment was made public by the Commission of Inquiry into Queensland Police Service responses to domestic and family violence. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Queensland Professor Ian Fraser, who co-developed the world's only cervical cancer vaccine, has now set his sights on curing children's cancer. The 69-year-old will open the Ian Fraser Centre for Children's Immunotherapy Research on Tuesday, the first of its kind in Australia. The multi-million dollar centre will be funded in part by the ongoing royalties from Gardasil, which protects against cervical cancer and has saved millions of women's lives globally. Fraser said the innovative research centre will use a three-pronged approach. Immunotherapy, which uses the body's own immune system to fight disease, is widely considered to be the next frontier in the global fight against cancer and is less brutal than the traditional treatments of chemotherapy and radiation. And many popular hospitality operators along Noosa's world-famous Hastings Street Strip have been forced to cut back their opening hours due to staff shortages. Bistro C, Café Le Monde and Aromas Restaurant and Bar along Hastings Street, Noosa, are among some of the eateries to have dialed back opening hours, with many citing a shortage of backpackers and housing in the area. Noosa Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Ralph Rogers said the hospitality industry was partly suffering from workers being unable to find housing, but he had a solution up his sleeve called Adopt a Worker, a pilot solution to help connect workers with homeowners who had spare bedrooms. Those are your headlines from the Courier Mail. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription to couriermail.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.